Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a most cordial welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you become our very special audience on the new National Guard show. The National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Thomas Mitchell in the spirit of 76. And now here's Act One Curtain. The time, midnight. The place... Well, if you'd worn ODs, you may have been there. You see a vague silhouette in the dark of what should be a house. Inside, there's a faint glimmer of a single light. Two officers are talking.
Well, how does it look to you?
I'm afraid we're in pretty bad shape.
What do you suggest?
Well, there's only one thing we can do now. Blow the dam.
Yeah, we'll have to get a charge of TNT up to them, and I don't know about that road.
I think a good man can get through.
I hope so. I'm afraid it's the only thing now that'll save us a lot of casualties. I'll tell the sergeant to call a man.
I got over here as quick as I could, Sergeant.
Yeah. Locke and I hate to do this to you. I know you haven't had a wink of sleep for 2 days.
Say that again.
You all right? You look pretty knocked out.
I'm okay. What's up?
They're going to blow the dam, and we got to get a charge of TNT up to them.
And I'm elected, huh?
Captain wanted a good man.
Save it. Where's the TNT?
Right by the door, Larkin. And you want to be careful. Things have changed since yesterday.
Telling me. Well, I heard that they just...
Just don't listen to rumors. You get gray hairs. Good luck, Larkin.
Thanks, Sarge. And reserve a nice soft sack for me when I get back, will you? I'll need it. Doggone it, now what's happened?
What's the matter, Joe?
What's the matter? Can't you see what's the matter? This Jeep won't start.
Oh, well, maybe I can help you. I used to be rather clever with things mechanical. Let me see here. Oh, we're having a little rain, aren't we?
Are you kidding? Red River's on a rampage, 13,000 people homeless, all of us here in the 34th working 24 hours a day, and you call it a little rain.
Oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. It's been so long since I faced human problems. Yes, you see, I'm rather lost emotionally in the success of the mission I was especially empowered to perform.
What's that?
I've been designated as a committee of one to report on the state of the Army.
Oh, you have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You from Washington?
No. A slightly higher echelon. Up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, how are you doing?
Well, I was rather dubious at the start, inasmuch as my survey was on a peacetime army. You see, the army is always subservient to the people, and people during peacetime sometimes forget very quickly.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes. But I think my report's going to be excellent.
Hey, what's that on your back there?
One of your walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had to add a supersonic adapter for my own purposes, which reminds me, I'd better make a report. Calling the chief, I'm returning an old favor in line of duty. That is all.
Look, buddy, I think maybe you ought to go get your head examined at the nearest hospital.
Darling, I'm all right.
Now, look, buddy, get out of the way, will you? I got to get this thing started. I got to get this charge of dynamite up to the dam.
Patience, my boy. Patience is required with all things mechanical. Now, when I was casting the plates for the good ship Constitution...
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you, anyway?
I'm Paul Revere.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I knew Joseph Warren and the men who stood and fell beside him at Bunker Hill. I recall that memorable night, though it wasn't memorable to us. The way men looked up, the speed with which they moved, the determination in eye and breath and heartbeat, and the bells. Oh, how they rang out from Concord to Lincoln, Carlisle to Chelmsford.
So you're Paul Revere.
That's right. And who are you?
Me? Oh, General Eisenhower.
Well, I'm glad to know you.
Now listen, fella, we've all been working day and night since the flood broke. I can't blame you for being a little done in, but will you please get out of the way? Holy smoke, here's the trouble. I'm out of gas.
Yes, you do need gasoline to propel your modern things, don't you?
Hey, are you completely nuts?
Young man, I resent the fact that you do not accept me as what I am.
Okay, all right, Paul. I'm sorry, but while you're doing all that resenting, will you give me a hand with this case of dynamite? We're going to have to carry it up to the dam.
I can see, young man, that I will have to prove to you that I am Paul Revere and that I have returned here especially empowered.
Look, save it, Paul, will you? Come on, give me a hand. We got to hoof it.
Oh, no, no, we don't have to
hoof it.
That is, if I can get my walkie-talkie unlimbered. There. Calling the chief. Calling the chief. We're in need of transportation immediately. That is all. Well, there you are. All ready and the motor is running.
Holy smoke, a staff car!
After all, it's for you, General.
The curtain falls on Act One of The Spirit of 76, starring Thomas Mitchell. Act Two in just a moment, but first, a message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
Did you know that the National Guard is part of our country's first line of defense? That if we were to be attacked, the National Guard would be mobilized for your protection in a matter of hours? Just as they have come to your aid in time of fire and flood, blizzard and hurricane, the men of the new National Guard are ready to serve you in time of national emergency. There are 25 infantry divisions, 2 armored divisions, 20 regimental combat teams, 7 armored cavalry regiments, and more than 500 anti-aircraft artillery units among the Army troops of the National Guard. The Air National Guard has 72 fighter and 12 light bombardment squadrons, some of them equipped with jet-propelled planes, supported by a radar net of aircraft control and warning groups. The National Guard in your community is a part of this mighty force for freedom. Visit it. Get to know its men. Support them in every way you can. For your support of the National Guard will assure you and your country of continued security. Now back to our show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of The Spirit of 76, starring Thomas Mitchell as Paul Revere. Corporal Bill Larkin rides along the muddy road in the staff car, which the man who sits beside him, Paul Revere, has so miraculously supplied.
Well, do you believe now that I'm Paul Revere?
What can I say? After seeing you make that staff car appear from nowhere, you must either be Paul Revere or the ghost of Houdini.
Well, I'm glad you believe me, because you'll realize the importance of my report. And I need information from you. You enlisted in the Army?
That's right.
Well, you have many fine practical reasons for enlisting now, both financial and educational. How different from my time.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. All we received then was a musket, a powder horn, perhaps a hunk of salt beef. And if you were lucky, a kiss from the loveliest maiden in the village.
Oh.
Some of the men enlisted 10 times, though.
Did you?
Please, I'm asking the questions. Oh, yes. There are many differences now and then. We had practically no equipment. You have the finest. We had horses for transportation. You move with the speed of sound. We were minutemen. You, because of the very nature of atomic power, must be ready to act at a second's notice.
Say, Paul, did you have top kicks?
Yes, we did.
Well, I guess on that score we're even, huh?
You know, I'm very glad to have had a chance to talk to you.
Oh, why?
Well, my survey for the boys had covered just about everything else, but I saved the most important for last.
Me? I'm the most important?
Oh, yes, you see. The boys will be most concerned about you, the GI. Particularly in peacetime. They know how important you are. They've been there.
Hey, look up ahead.
Where?
The road, it's blocked. There's been a rock slide.
Yes, well, don't bother about that.
Don't? What?
No, just drive right through it.
But we'll never make it.
Sure we will.
But...
There. See?
Hey.
Hey. Gee, you're an amazing guy.
Oh, no. Although I was pretty well regarded around Boston.
Tell me, how come you decided to help me?
Well, first of all, I'm making my report for the boys. And then I happened to see you when I knew how tired you were.
Yeah?
This road, I knew, was very treacherous. Like one I traveled once. And then, just as I reported to the chief a while back, I was returning an old favor.
A favor?
Yes. To a relative of yours who lived in my time, my old friend John Larkin. I borrowed his horse, you know, the night of my ride.
Oh.
Well, I think you've just about reached your destination. I'd better be going.
Well, do you have to take off?
Yes, I'd better. I have to prepare my final report. A lot of the fellows are waiting on pins and needles, you know. George Washington, John Hancock, Sam Adams.
They're waiting for you, huh?
Uh-huh, yes. They want to know everything.
Well, what do you tell them?
Well, I'll have a tale for them that'll stand them on their ears. Rest assured of that. All the amazing new developments of the army, which had their beginning with Powderhorn and a blunderbuss and Lexington and Concord. But more important than that, I'll tell them the spirit of the army hasn't changed. That it's the same in this time of yours and that time of ours. They'll be most glad to hear that. Well, goodbye, my boy. We've reached your destination and the parting of the ways.
Who's that?
It's a Jeep with a TNT.
Yeah.
Hey, looks like a driver's passed out.
Yeah.
You don't think the lightning...
Well, get him in somewhere and get that charge of TNT up to the dam.
Okay.
You all right now, Larkin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right.
There goes the dam. Boy, how you ever got that case of dynamite up that road, no one will ever know.
I tell you, it wasn't any dream. He sat in the car right beside me. Paul Revere.
Easy there.
Listen, do you hear that?
What?
The bells.
And the bells. Oh, how they rang out. From Concord to Lincoln, Carlisle to Chelmsford.
The curtain rings down, and you've heard The Spirit of 76, starring Thomas Mitchell. Ladies and gentlemen, next week, our citizen army, the National Guard, will present Janet Blair. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars on this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long, and turning the program over to your local announcer, we'll tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.